Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Red TV. I am your host, Chris and Media Man. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the Amazing Race Canada Mirror Recap right here on Everything About Reality TV. It's good to be back once again. Now also recapping Amazing Race Canada 6 as well. It's really good to kind of be mixing things up. Now we're going to get right into it. I was going to say something, but forget it. I forget what I was going to say anyway. I lost my train of thought there. But it is good to be back to another episode. I'm excited to recap Amazing Race. Actually, I was kind of thinking, you know what, I was thinking of taking a summer off from Big Brother. Well, I was going to still watch it, but then I was going to just watch it, not actually recap it. But no, I'm doing what you guys want me to do. I'm going to listen to you guys, and that's what matters. So I'll get right into it. They introduced the teams, obviously, to the season of Amazing Race Canada 6, the Heroes Edition. Actually, that's what they called it, the Heroes Edition. So the prize is an all new, I think it's Chevy Traverse, for two, of, well, one for each of them, whoever wins the season, and then, a trip for two around the world, and then also, they have the $250,000 and the title of Amazing Race, $250,000 in cash, and, the title of Amazing Race Canada, so they have to, take the, BC Ferry across, and they have to go to Squamish, BC. I can't even say the name right today, damn it. I can't say the name properly for some weird reason today. So they have to go across by ferry. So obviously I'm guessing they're on Vancouver Island. I guess that's what I'm thinking. It is actually on Vancouver Island at this point, at the moment. So once they get there, they have to go all the way to Squamish, BC, which actually I believe it's north. Actually, I think it's a north of the city of Vancouver, I think. So, Martina was kind of chattering away, and all that. All the teams made the ferry except one team, and I believe that was Dylan and Kwame that were actually behind a little bit from, they managed to get to the last ferry as they couldn't, I believe they couldn't find it. If I remember correctly, they weren't able to find the ferry. They were unable to find it. They were kind of lost. So, obviously, yeah, they missed it. Courtney said, you know, Happy looks like Adam Sandler's There's a little bit of resemblance there. He does kind of do look like Happy Gilmore Adam Sandler, who actually did play Happy Gilmore. What am I saying? Adam Sandler. So, I don't know why that was brought up. It was just randomly brought up during the episode. And then, so they have to go 800 feet up. In the gondola. Roblox, who wants to save a beaver? So they must pretty much have to kind of zip line down to the mesh netting, and then they will have to jump and try to grab a beaver. Once they save a beaver, then they will get their next clue, obviously. Chewy said he will choose save a beaver. Mancy's gonna save a beaver. Chewy missed the beaver. And Chewy like Chewbacca from Star Wars. If you're wondering, I'm making a Star Wars reference right there. It is a bit of a Star Wars reference, a bit. I'm making a little Star Wars reference there because Chewie was short for Chewbacca, obviously, in the Star Wars movie. So Dylan and Kwame were, back on the netting, and then Zainab and Monica were lost. Zainab and Monica, Dylan and Kwame were the last two that were actually on the actual gondola because they were the last two that went on, obviously. So I guess they're the last little group. I guess they went into groups, I guess. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. They were in groups, maybe. That's what I'm guessing at the most part. They were in group. And then Nancy got it. Phil saved the beaver. And then they have to go to the Squamish. What do they call it? They have to go to the Squamish. What do they call that? The Squamish something festival. And they have to search for the next clue. And then when they got there, then it was another blow-up roadblock. So we have not seen the detour yet. The detour has not yet been introduced this season yet. We haven't seen the detour yet. It is going to come. I'm sure it's going to come very soon. It will come. The Squamish Lager Festival. That's what it was called. I apologize. I'm trying to read what that letter said. Never mind. The Lager Festival. And then, yeah, so, yeah, this particular leg, the beginning of the season, we are actually seeing the actual, just roadblocks to start with. So I think that's how they normally do it. Usually it's like a two roadblocks, usually on a season of the Amazing Race Canada. Or I think the American one, they do that too. They have like two roadblocks instead of one. Roadblock and the detour. So they're slowly introducing all the different elements again. Like, obviously, we know we have the roadblock, we have fast forward, we have what do they call it? Double U-turn, the blind double U-turn, and all that. I don't know if there is going to be a fast forward. I don't think the American ones have actually had the fast forward for a while yet. I don't think there has been a fast forward, especially in the U.S. one, but I think last year we saw one fast forward on in Amazing Race Canada, but the American one, I don't think they used the fast forward. That might have been retired. I remember. That's really interesting. I have to go look that up. I have to go and look it up on Wikipedia, on the special Wikipedia they have for Amazing Race, especially. So roadblock. Who wants to log in? So obviously, whoever did not do the detour or the. Now I'm in detour mode. Whoever didn't do the roadblock before will have to do this one. They will have to, I guess, go all the way up the pole and grab the clue. Once they do that, they can come down and they'll be able to continue racing. So they'll have the next clue to continue on with the race and all that. So Melissa's doing it. Obviously, she has to. And it is Melissa. That's how you say her name. As I remember, I was saying in the preview podcast, like, how do you pronounce that name? Oh yeah, it is Melissa. It's still there. And I noticed, I'll talk about this after as well. There's something else I want to talk about within Melissa and Leanne's team as well a little later on. So Mara's going to do it. Todd went all the way up and got it. Phil was going to save the beaver. Oh, sorry, no. Todd saved the beaver. Phil saved the beaver as well. I believe Leanne also saved the beaver as well. And then pretty much they have to... So Mar was done. Obviously, Mar went really quick, and then Akash missed the beaver, so he had to go all the way, had to do it again. So obviously, now he has to do it all over again. He has to start from scratch, which is okay, you know, it is okay to do that. Courtney got the top of the pole and got her next clue. He must go and grab a tandem boat. Tandem boat? Yeah, a tandem boat. And then they have to go and look for ethical crabbing, which they have to, which is submerged below. Obviously, they are in a crate, and they have to grab it. They'll take it to, I guess, the judge. Once it is up to regulation size, they will get their next clue. Nancy and Melissa went, and then, okay, so Nancy and Melissa weren't thinking. Chewy finally saved the beaver. Martina was not physical fit for this challenge. Obviously, talking about the pole one, she is just not feeling like she is like physically enough for this challenge. And then teams in the back of the pack, you know, save the beaver. So obviously the whole pile of them in that particular challenge, they were able to save the beaver and then get their next clue. Leanne and Mark got a crab. They got their next clue. So now team, and then Nancy and Melissa got their next clue. Team must go to the Britannic Mine Museum and search for mill number 3. This is the pit stop of the leg of the race. Last person check in there, maybe eliminated. I know it sounds like it's not much this episode, but, you know, it is what it is. And I'm impressed. I was kind of impressed by this episode because I was really, really impressed on just what the different type of things they actually did. And it kind of based everything out in British Columbia as well. It does show a lot about British Columbia as well. So it's kind of themed into British Columbia, if you guys know what I mean. It is themed into British Columbia. So, Pommy was done. Martina wanted to give up, but she didn't. She said, I can do this. I'm going to do this for us. And then she got the next clue. Phil said it was 80 feet in the air. So, obviously, that's how high it was. It was actually 80 feet in the air, which is crazy to think of that. It was crazy to think it was 80 feet in the air. It was crazy to that it was actually 80 feet in the air. So, team number one was Leanne and Mar. They got a trip for two to Tokyo, Japan. And then, of course, one of them said, I hope you better start liking sushi. Team number two was Nancy and Mel. So now, what's going to say is Mel's for short. They're going to call her Mel for short. So, obviously, it is it's a shorter version of it. And then Todd and Anna got their crab and fell in the water. And then Taylor and Courtney were 8 of an inch too small. And then Crowley got it. And then I think it was Taylor and Courtney were done finally. So they finally completed the challenge. And then the crab bit the judge. That was kind of funny. It was kind of the humorous part of it. Judge was getting too crabby. I guess you would say the crab was getting too crabby. If you get my little pun of a joke. I know, I'm making stupid jokes, which is dumb, obviously. So, Courtney, Courtney, so I know it's so hard, it was hard to tell which Courtney's who, because there's two Courtneys, there's Taylor and Courtney, there's, I think it was Adam and Courtney, let me see, yep, it is Adam and Courtney. I just looked in front of me here, because I have my picks list, and I happen to have them actually on my list of who I picked, and I'll go through that at the end of the podcast, but too many Taylors on in this amazing race. Like, they seem to have two Taylors, two Courtneys this season. I think they had somebody last year too as well, if I remember correctly. I remember that they had that as well. So team number three, Todd and Todd and Anna, team number three. Team number four, Dylan and Kwame, which is good. Dylan and Kwame are on my list. Team number five, Taylor and Courtney, they're also on my list too. So everybody on my list is pretty well in a good position. So that means that's going to be kind of good. I will be moving into week two, leg two, no problem. So Martina and Phil their crab was too small, and having chewy crab was too small. Team told them to just stop being crabby. Well, there's a joke I was saying earlier. I said, don't be so crabby. And all the teams that were left were racing to get to the final, the pit stop for the leg of race. Zainab and Monica got the clue, and they called, they found the clue, and then the clue was found by all the other teams as well. Everyone else finally got to find the clue, and they finally managed to actually head out. So it was a dog race to the end of this leg of the race. It was a dog race this episode. It was down to the wire. It was down to the wire with all the other teams. It was crazy, you know? It was nuts. So team number six was Zainab and Monica. Team number seven was Martina and Phil. Team number eight, Courtney and Adam, which is okay. I take it. I know I'm going to lose a lot of my picks later on in the season as teams are going to be slowly eliminated. I'm going to be down to so many teams. And then Chewy and Happy lost some of their clues on the way in. Their clues, I think it was Chewy and Happy. They did lose a bit of their clothes, but I guess they weren't punished. Team number 9 was Joseph and Agnish. What was his name again? Sorry. I forget his name now. But they are team number 9. Team number 10, and eliminated from the Amazing Race Canada 6, Chewy and Happy. And I was actually that's why I figured that Chewy and Happy would actually be eliminated from the Amazing Race Canada. I had that funny feeling that they were going to be eliminated from the Amazing Race a little earlier than usual. Now, we know older teams, that tends to happen a lot, you know. And it's too bad. Like, I know Happy still had a big smile on his face. I guess he was happy he went out there, which is great. You know, that's the kind of good attitude that you need to have. You need to go out in a happy setting. You know, you have to remember, you know, like, there's only going to be 3 teams left by the end of the final leg. There's only going to be 3 teams left that's going to win. That will be 3 teams that will be left to win the Amazing Race. You know, there's only going to be 1 winner. There's only can be 1 winner. And, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, sometimes you just got to keep a smile on your face and continue on. So, next week, they will be heading to the Yukon. They will be also fighting for, they're going to be fighting for Express Pass as well. So, that will be interesting. I was wondering if they were actually going to have the Express Pass this season. I was wondering if they were going to have it. And they are. They're going to have the Express Pass. Now, I was thinking, you know what, maybe they won't this year. You know, I was thinking at the end of this week's episode, like, no Express Pass, really? That is really interesting. Maybe they're not going to have an Express Pass this week, this year, this season. Maybe not. Maybe they're going to get rid of it. Now, I know American Amazing Race, they did get rid of the Express Pass later on as well. So, kind of, I can see maybe Canada kind of going in the same kind of route a little later on. I think they can go in the same route a little later on, where there will be no more Express Passes left for there will be no Express Pass anymore. Because I don't think they've done that in the U.S. for a while now, for a couple of years. A couple of seasons they have not done an Express Pass at this time. So, alright, that's it for this episode of Everything Mario TV. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I apologize if this is a tad little bit late, but it's gone up. And I will, next episode will be the Big Brother 20 week number 2 recap on Friday night right here on Everything Mario TV. And no news on the website. CrispyOnTheWeb.com is still down. I'm going to hopefully start working on it this weekend a bit. I'm working on the other podcast stuff. So I'm working really hard on a lot of stuff for you guys. The content as well. I apologize, but 1 week Sunday, I got to be ready for 1 week Sunday, as I will be continuing to record the CBLTW show podcast with the one and only Larry Riek right here in the studio. And we will be wrapping up Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and then I can get it edited, and then I can get it out to you guys. Also, if you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio only feed. You can also go check out the CBLTW show podcast on its respected audio only platforms. Also, you can follow me on social media at Crispy on the Web, both on Twitter and Instagram. I'll see you guys on Friday. Have a good one, guys. Happy 4th of July to all the Americans out there, and I'll see you. Bye.